And finally, this summer, the dungeons of Castel Sant'Angelo in Rome have been temporarily reopened as part of a festival of concerts and cultural events taking place. Erica Miller has the story.
For the first time in a decade, the city of Rome is allowing visitors to experience one of the darkest parts of its history. Descending beneath the terrace of Castel Sant'Angelo, the public can explore the mysteries of the dungeons where prisoners were once beaten, chained, and executed.
Not really in anything more than a pit. Yeah, dark pit.
And I touched the walls and it was humid and it was cold, but it was uncomfortable, it was sticky, it was, I don't know, it feels weird.
Wouldn't want to be there.
No, yes, I would not have wanted to live during that period of time.
Overlooking the banks of the Tiber River, just steps from St. Peter's Basilica, Castel Sant'Angelo welcomes thousands of guests per day. But it's only at night that they can explore the hidden passageways, secret rooms, and underground cells of the recently renovated dungeons. On one cell wall, the image of Jesus is still visible, traces of a drawing by Florentine Renaissance master Benvenuto Cellini. He was held in the fortress for about a year in 1538, and according to a legend, Cellini attempted to shorten his stay.
He was able to escape from Castel Sant'Angelo, yes, from the toilet of the prisons, but maybe it was not true, because we think that he was held by a friend.
Okay, so he did escape?
Yes, he escaped from Castel Sant'Angelo.
For over 300 years, Castel Sant'Angelo served as the prison for the Papal States, and within the cramped, dark cells, the history of central Italy comes alive. Both famous historical figures and thousands of nameless murderers, thieves, and political opponents struggle to survive in the suffocating cells.
It must be terrifying, especially because imagine if you're yourself in that darkened spaces alone. Not only the physical, maybe they beat him up, maybe they had him in chains. I don't think that was the worst torture. You lose hope, maybe. You don't think life is worth living.
Visitors today can share in perhaps the greatest torture the criminals faced. Walking through the dingy quarters, music plays from the festivities held in the courtyard above. Centuries ago, the prisoners were also teased by the sounds and the smells from the lavish parties put on by the papal court.
It was a very big contrast between the fun of popes outside and the suffering of prisoners here.
And although they are an important part of history, guides working in Castel Sant'Angelo quickly point out that the dungeons make up only a portion of the entire story.
All the castle is very interesting, not only the prisons, because castle represents the whole history of Rome, and the story of the castle is the story of Rome.
Visitors are able to experience the dungeons by night during guided tours through August 26th. I'm Erica Miller.